Bit like alchemy, isn't it? So many ingredients all working together to yield a mystifying outcome. As in the new exhibition that the City Gallery in Wollongong just opened. Not only art, but science and technology mixed in as well. Here are the two organisers.
My name is Joe Law. I'm a senior lecturer at the University of Wollongong.
And?
Agnieszka Golda, senior lecturer at University of Wollongong Contemporary Arts.
Joe, where are we?
We're at the Wollongong Art Gallery in the Gong and the opening of our exhibition Alchemical Worlds.
Why is it called Alchemical?
Because the subject matter relates to alchemy, and the way we've been working is with materials and transforming materials, which is central to the concept of alchemy.
In other words, transferring lead into gold.
That's right, yeah.
Like your name.
Yes, thank you.
I must say, all the works are huge. There's a brain over there, it looks like it, and a forest. Mm. What made you go on such a scale?
The gallery itself is a big space, so there are three artists and all the works are collaborative. And when we worked before, the last work was the 10-metre wall. We thought that was challenging, so it wasn't challenging enough, actually. So we decided to go for a bigger gallery with bigger wall hangings.
And so you actually cooperated on the canvas or on the cloth in front of it. There's a cloth here that's something like, 20 metres long or something?
It can be. It's closer to 5 metres, but it looks like it's 20.
I always think bigger on Radio National.
Okay.
And Joe, this is a combination of art and science in living form. How did you get your focus right?
We're both very interested in what art can do for the environment, and at the moment moving from climate change issues to climate action. And I think one way to do that is actually collaborate with scientists. We collaborated with a climate scientist, and her research is on getting climate data from corals to actually find long-term paleo climate data, and also material scientists in creating graphene, because we're also interested in highly conductive, low-energy devices.
Graphene as in carbon?
Yes, carbon. So we can actually embed some of the conductive materials into the fabric to create a kind of e-textiles that we can then bring sound, motion, as well as interaction into the artworks.
And how do you keep your scientific focus? How do you get the science right? Because alchemy sounds a bit flaky. You know, in Newton, a great scientist, but he was a bit strange in some respects.
Our science collaborators do tell us off if we're going off the rails, especially our material scientist colleague, Sepetan Saya. Any materials that we use generate, such as video, he checks that it's factually correct. And we also talk to Helen, who's a climate scientist, on some of these research practices and how they actually get the climate data out of trees and corals.
Does it have an educational value as well to show the interaction with science and art, the fact that nature is not in boxes?
Absolutely. We have got a very rich program that accompanies this exhibition, where we share the knowledge that we have gained from science, but also through experimentation and material use and making artworks with different communities.
And what's been the preview like? You've been open for a few days, the public's come in, what have they said?
Everybody talks about the idea of immersion and the glimmering and magical space, which then relates back to really what alchemy was about as well, that kind of magic that you can create through experimentation.
Well, actually, the word magic did come through quite a lot. That's our intention, for people to come in and immerse into the space. We don't want to be didactic to tell people, you know, you mustn't use gas or you mustn't drive so much. And we want them to be intrigued by some of these scenes. For example, there's a wall hanging at the back that actually has handmade embroidered speakers using recycled silver on reclaimed silk made with vegetable ink. And we want to entice the viewers to listen and then be intrigued and then find out more about the environment. So the focus here is on the Illawarra ecosystems.
And if I were to go up to it, is it actually making noises now? Recycled, oh, I see. It's a beautiful green, well, framed by two gigantic trees and lots of mushrooms, and underneath are all the mycelia, is that right?
That's correct. And the scene is actually from Mount Kira that has been interpreted through a stenciling technique.
And how do I make it noisy? Going up against some sort of wiring system here. And so it's going to be open till August, is that right?
August, yes.
And you're inviting everyone from all over Australia to come along to Wollongong?
Yes, please, yes, be all welcome.
Has your new Vice-Chancellor come down here? She used to be a professor of nursing, I think.
I think it's on her radar.
What we normally say about Vice-Chancellors.
We invited her, and but she only just finished her quarantine a couple of weeks ago, so I think she's got a lot to do. Yeah, we certainly would welcome her to come.
Thanks, and good luck
Thank
with
you
it.
So Thank you so much.
Jo Law and Agnieszka Golder at Alchemical Works, the art gallery in Wollongong. Thrillingly imaginative. Artist Martin Johnson is also on the team.